Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast for another week. The boys have let me back on. I've actually got a special show tonight. Josh and I are here in person doing it together for, mate, probably the first time ever.
No, we've done it before. We remember there was that really weird time we tried to do video and everyone kept on paying out with my eyebrows.
Yeah, must be one of the first times, so.
It is, but I'm so lost.
Oh, mate, it's not that far from the city.
Mate, I pretty much drove to the Sunshine Coast.
It's not that far, well. As a special token of my appreciation for you coming out, I know this doesn't go too well on podcast, but I wanted to present you with your Supercoach sweatshirt from last year.
The one you've been holding off for me for a year.
That I've never given you.
Oh, thanks, mate. Appreciate
Just in time for you to leave the winter behind.
Yeah. Well, we could probably...
go chasing the summer.
Probably let everyone know that I'm basically pissing off in the second half of the year. So, Nick, you're going to be carrying the load, and I'm going on a bit of a career break overseas and a holiday. I'll still try to be involved in the podcast where I can. We're spending basically the rest of the NRL season in Asia, so time zone, it should be sweet, really.
Yeah, it should be fine, yep. And if you can't do it, we'll get some real super coaches on.
Yep, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Speaking about real super coaches, mate, rankings?
Yeah, mate, rankings, let's do it. I'm charging.
You are, you're flying.
Just inside the top 500 now, had 1163 on the weekend, so... Johnson as captain helped, brought Tohu in, which was really good as well. Team's looking pretty good. Got one trade locked in this week and I'm just tossing up the other one. But yeah, 494 is my season rank.
Overall, is that the highest you've been at this point in the season, like this point of the year ever?
I was looking back the other day, actually, 2016... when I reached my high of 59, I sort of sat in the top 200 or 300 for most of the year before falling away.
Huge.
Yeah.
I can't remember that. Yeah. Are you sure that wasn't a dream?
No, I can show you.
That really happened?
That really happened.
Well, I'm somehow still in the top 1,000 after my weekend. I can't believe that.
Hang on.
1,033. Obviously, had Cook, Crichton, all the rest of the issues. So definitely not alone there. And then just fell back about 400 spots. So it must have been a pretty tough round.
Yeah, pretty tough round.
Seems like it. I think the first round is the only round so far that I haven't used trades. So I'm starting to run out, but...
What have you got left, like 12 or 13?
I don't know.
Something like that.
I'll just pull up now.
I think I've saved 5 and I'm sitting on 16.
Yeah, I've got 12, but I reckon I'll be burning 7 in the next 2 weeks.
But did you know there's actually only 25 rounds this year?
Mm-hmm.
So there's one less round. So after that last bye, there's only 8 rounds left.
But then there's also the Super Trade Week next week too. Yeah. So 5 trades. And are you going to be able to not trade?
Oh, I'm going hard next week. I'm going to make at least 3.
Yeah. I've got to make 2 this week and then probably 2 next week, yeah. I think.
I'd always plan 9 between the byes.
Yep.
So 2 last week, 2 this week. 3 next week and then 2 the week after.
Yeah, that's I'd planned originally for 0 trades this week. But the issue that I had was obviously with Rapana and MCK going to shit effectively. I'm forced to make a couple of trades, and we'll get onto that a little bit later, but maybe let's just run through the injuries.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, plenty of injuries coming out of round 14. So obviously Rapana hamstring, he's done for 8 weeks. Kakao injured his knee, hopefully only a week or two. Hopefully he's back for that round 17 bye. Korosau's injured, broken his foot. He's out for 10 weeks. Manly named the young hooker Finu, but it's actually just come out that the NRL is not allowing him to play.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's something to do with salary cap or second tier or something. So he won't be playing this week. Benji's done his calf. He's out for 3 or 4. Bjura was an ACL, but yeah, I think it's just at a knee. Yeah. But he's still going to be out for a while, I think.
Out for a while, but maybe not the season.
Yeah.
So good news there.
And Jesse Bromwich, your boy. Ankle, 4 to 6 weeks.
Mate, that guy has not been my boy for at least a couple of years.
You're on Twitter this week saying, remember when we thought he was a preseason boy?
Mate, everybody did.
Don't lump me in this.
Oh, that's bullshit. Everybody did.
I did not.
Yeah,
I
rubbish.
Rapana's the big one, isn't it?
Lots of Captain Hindsight's out there. But anyway, yeah, Rapana's huge. Although, it's bittersweet, I think, because post round 17, is he a keeper?
No, he hasn't been getting it done this year, has he? He's only averaging about 50.
Although, I think I'll, maybe I tweeted this, or maybe I just tweeted in my head. I can't remember. But Hodgson is back this week.
Yeah.
And you've seen the points differential between the Raiders and when he's playing or not, so huge. So anyone that's holding on to BJ at the moment, that could be a pretty good thing for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Or even Kotrick as well.
Definitely. All right, team news, mate. Take us through some of these
changes. Yeah, so we've got Menomau back. I think he only missed a week because his wife gave birth. Mm-hmm. So straight back in. Cameron Murray to the bench. I'm probably going to hold him, I think. I know we're going to talk through him when we get to ins and outs, but there's the risk of round 16. It could be a handy cover play there. You got Peter Wallace retiring.
Yes.
So Katoa starts at hooker. Kurt Mann.
Mate, you've missed your boy on the run sheet.
I'm going to get to him.
Saving him.
I'm saving him.
The best to last.
So Kurt Mann holds his position.
Mm.
So that's quite interesting. Nightingale. Did you know he played prop last week?
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that where he came on?
Came on and played prop.
Jesus.
And if he did, I watched about 30 minutes of that game because it obviously wasn't a public holiday in Brisbane.
Yeah, some of us had to work. I was watching the D's.
You don't work anyway. What are you talking about?
I was watching the D's on my phone getting pumped.
Crash and burn. So I think, with Mann, he didn't play very well. So anyway, we'll talk about him a little bit later on. Is it Finu?
Yeah, Finu.
Finu. So so who's what's going to happen there? We don't know.
You have to think Lewis Brown's involved somehow.
Well, Louis Brown.
Yeah.
So Sean Lane moving back to the bench for Winterstein. James Roberts is back for the Broncos. Robbie Rocco is back. Cheekham into the reserves, which is very painful. Michael Oldfield is in for Rapana. And Martin also remains at the bench. But what about Orbo Gunn?
Orbo, he's back. He's starting second row.
He never really left.
Finally,
mate.
Cracked the 50. Yeah, good on him.
They're holding him in the centres, but 80 minutes looms in edge. And do you start him in 17?
I think so. You probably do have. You probably have to, don't you? This week, and no sign of Madison anywhere. So Orbo could be churning it out for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
I think so, and. Depends on what you're doing with the likes of Hopewadi and Aiken and a few of those other guys this week. If you're holding off because of their break evens and waiting for the super trade week, then you're probably forced to play someone like Orbison.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a rumour going around about Reece Martin that
he might
not play again this year because of second tier salary cap issues, I think it was.
Yeah, no one's really confirmed that, but the rumour is floating around multiple different places. So where there's smoke, there's fire.
That's right, mate. This was my 10-minute scroll of Facebook before you showed up. Look at all this news I've got. Umbai to the Tigers. This could be his last game for the Dogs.
Potentially, and then that'll also help with one of the guys I'm thinking about bringing in this week.
Mm. And Woods seems like a sure thing to the Sharks.
Yeah, what a disaster.
So that's not good news for Fifita.
No, it's not, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows, mate? That's right. There's plenty happening, though.
Good points. Before we get into our buy-sell hold, should we just take a quick break?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, mate. Big week of trades this week, isn't it? I mean, I think everyone's going to use two with the injuries and planning for round 17, round 16, uncertainty. Most people are going to be using two. So let's go through some of the sells and some of the buys. We'll go with some of the most popular sells and buys, and then we'll look at some left field thoughts as well.
Yep.
Kakao, people are selling him. Obviously, with that injury, like we said, he's going to miss this week. Potentially could miss 16, but hopefully he's back by 17. I've got bigger issues, so I'm just going to hold him for now.
Yeah, the only thing is the break-even of 75, but who really cares if he covers 17? So, yeah, you're right. If I still own him, I'd be holding him and then trading him out at 17 if need be.
Yeah, yeah. Rapana, he's got to go.
Yep, agree.
Basically. Madison. Can we talk about Madison and Fitzgibbon together?
Yep.
So this is my quandary this week. One of them is going to go. I'm going to go Rapana to Aitken.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go either Madison or Fitzgibbon to your boy Fusatua.
My boy.
Your boy
I've got a feeling that he's not going to be my boy any longer. JT and I were definitely living it up last weekend. Although, a funny story about JT and... JT didn't come home last Friday night. JT had a big night. JT's girlfriend was calling around at 8 a.m. in the morning asking where JT was. JT did not trade in for Zatua.
He didn't?
Nah, he's too drunk. He was hungover, slept the whole day. He's a disgrace.
What a rookie, mate. Yes. I mean, that's not how you win. People like Wilfred, who focus, they trade in for Zatua. That's professionalism.
Yeah, you know what isn't professionalism? Joe Fitz.
Is he even still playing?
Delete team. Anyway, we digress.
So Madison or Fitzgibbon? Both priced similarly. Fitzgibbon's got the 100 break even this week. That's the thing. I mean, he could drop 30 or 40K this week.
I mean, I'm probably going to, if it's out of those two and I have both and you can only trade one, probably hold Maddo because you can move him on next week.
Yeah, and he's not going to drop in any value.
Yeah, I mean, Fitzy's a very interesting one. Has been a revelation this year. He's only just scored over 50 once in the past month, so those attacking stats have really dropped off. He's got a match up against the Storm this weekend, and that's not great considering what they've done. You just have to look at where they rank in terms of points conceded, and it's very, very low.
Yeah.
However, he went big in round 6 this year against the Storm, and then also went big against them last year, which Andrew pointed out in his buy, sell, hold article today, which is a fantastic read.
And I think after the Storm, the Knights do have some easy games. I think they might play the Dogs and the Eels and someone else.
Yep.
So
it gets easier, that's for sure. But, I mean, the kind of question is... who do you trade into? Is the real kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, is Fitzgibbon to Fusatua worth it? Gives me an extra number for 17.
Yep.
Fusatua is going to go up in price, but he could very easily score a 30 or 40 this week as well.
Very easily. I mean, I think you need to just sit down, have a look at what your side is going to be, the impact, and because I think I pointed this out before. I think if you're going to be trading Fusatua, you need four gun center wing so that he can be swapped in and out, because I don't think you can play him every week. So that really depends, and then the same again with your second row, how you're stacked there. Have you got four guns there, or have you got three guns including Fitzy?
I've only got three guns really plus Fitzy. I've got Gerbo, Taumalolo and Tohu.
I've got Taumalolo, Crichton, Fitzy, Arrow and Martin. Whether or not you call Martin a gunner, I'm not sure. I mean, he's averaging 68 at the moment, which is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, we just need him to get back into the bloody side.
That's right. So I'm also looking at trading Fitzy this week, undecided. And then I've got Orbo in centre wing, so I can easily make that switch up, but don't really have the need at the moment because I've got Rapana and Cheekham in my centre wing.
Cheekham.
And both of them need to go, although they don't need to go this week because they're not playing. So we'll just be interesting there. I'm even looking at somebody like a Ryan James at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, we can just jump straight to talk about him, but, you know, prize scores have been really, really poor, but I think it's really important to point out that when he has played in the middle and not on the edge, his scores are considerably better. So base points per game of 52 when playing number 10 compared to 45 base points per game when playing on the edge. And then an overall average of 67 when playing number 10 versus 53 when playing on the edge. So it's a huge differential there. And you've got to think that he has played a lot more games as well at number 10. And you've got Jairo and Wallace, who are going to be missing around 17 likely. So yeah,
he's minutes. 80 minutes in the middle, guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll just see what happens this week. But there's heaps of injuries going on at the Titans at the moment. Minutes were inflated last week due to HIAs and sim biddings, but
I think Wallace is suspended this week.
Yep, he is too for a week. So I can see that James is a reasonably good buy. I've got somebody like Nichols who's sitting in my front row. So what I'm potentially thinking about doing is maybe going Fitzy to Ryan James via Nichols, and then Nichols will make way for a RFM or maybe a Harris in round 17.
So Ryan James, is he front row only?
He's front row only, yeah. Okay. So that means my front row, I'll end up having locked away being Fifita, Tapau, Pangai, and James. So probably two of those guys won't be in my 17 for the run home, but I'm pretty much sorted for bench cover.
Yeah, Tapau's been a really good trade-in for you, hasn't he?
Yeah, well,
I rubbished that 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he's turned out to be really good.
And I went pretty late on him as well. He went huge against the Roosters, which I just missed that one. But he's been a good...
He's been very good.
Fantastic one. So what about Ryan Martin, mate? Are we holding on to him? I think you kind of have to, right?
Yeah, you mean Reece?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've got to. I mean, negative 23 break even and the possibility that he plays round 17.
Yep.
You've just got to hold him and just hope that somehow he can get back. Even if, you know, you're going to get an answer. If you hold him for this week, you're going to get an answer next week if there is something there with that second tier thing.
Yep.
Because obviously week off, round 16 is not going to be played till after 30 June. Mm-hmm. So you're going to know if there's something there, and you can just trade him out next week as part of one of your five trades.
Yeah, far bigger issues, I think, this week.
Yeah.
Cameron Murray, so you're saying that he's a sell.
Yeah, I'd sell him reduced role and no round 17. I'm really focused on round 17 at the moment. I think it's... It's hard though because there's not really that many good keepers for round 17. So the question becomes, great, sell him, but who are you going to bring in?
Yeah, look, I'm probably going to hold him because I just think that round 16 could be disaster pants for the Rabbitohs. They've got all the Burgess boys could be missing, right? So Murray could be playing 80 minutes. And when Murray's played over 80 minutes this year, he's averaged over 60 points, so and that's in three games. So I'll be holding him for that and then basically looking to move him on to Tohu Harris in round 17.
Yeah. It's almost like we need the five trades pre-round 17 as opposed to pre-round 16.
Yep.
You know, because there's all those guys who you want to make a call on just before the bye, you know, bringing rookies in or selling people. Be good if we could shift some of those trades, but...
It's quite painful.
Yeah. And Cheekam, mate, I can't believe you brought Cheekam.
An absolute dud.
What a dud.
Absolute dud.
Who talked you into that one?
My head. My stupid head. No, but if you looked at what he'd done this year playing on the edge, and he played the two games there, he scored like over 70 points and then over 60 points. Mm. The one other game that he played 80 minutes, he played in the centres, which is a little bit of a trap for some. Heard people commenting on that. But, you know, it's what he's just done. And Cleary's just ruthless.
Oh, yeah, I know. So Rocco got dropped to Reggie's for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Straight back into the starting side.
Yeah. I mean, that's arguably the sign of a good coach, I guess. So,
yeah.
Pangai Jr. So, for me, I'm definitely holding round 17 coverage is... looks fantastic, particularly with a couple of outs, and he still played over 50 minutes last week.
Yeah, exactly. PPM was just a bit down, but yeah, you're right, played bang on 50 minutes. Yep. So I think, I mean, you know, they're giving Jordan Sua 80 minutes every week. You have to think Pangai's going to get some of those minutes. And yeah, like you said, round 17 should play big minutes. So
yep,
much bigger issues than him. George Jennings has thrown up a bit of a quandary with his good scores the last couple of weeks because I had him slated as going out for Olive this week. Yep. I've been planning that trade for a few weeks. But obviously with the break even of 16, I think I'm just going to sit on him for this week and make that move to Olive next week potentially.
Yeah, I mean, Olive, I think, is only projected to go up about 30K this week. Yeah, so you're not really going to lose too much. Up
15 or 20, so it's probably only going to cost 15 grand waiting a week.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing is that he does play Souths, and Souths are a pretty difficult matchup for centre wings. So, kind of, it's all about what you're forecasting he's going to score.
Yeah, and Olive plays the Titans.
Exactly, and that's why I'm bringing Olive in this week.
Yeah, I know. Fitzgibbon, we've spoken about. BJ, hold?
I think so, and again, with Hodgson back in the fold, they should be more potent in attack, and BJ potentially is the one that could do quite well out of that.
Yeah, and you're not going to get much for him at 424k either.
No, and I'd be holding him for the same reason I've held Hiku for the season. Just he's a solid, he'll be a good 19, 20 man if there's injuries in centre wing, which there's all likely to be, and you can just switch him in depending on matchups.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of people like you who are still holding Asako.
I'm not, mate. I traded him.
Oh, you traded him?
I traded him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm jealous of the people who still have him, because he's going to be a perfect round 17 coverage.
Do you know who I traded him to?
Orbison. Chikan. Oh, no.
Yeah, kill me now.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Chikan punched out the 45 in round 15, whenever it was. Around 13, the big buy, so... Yes.
And you have blasphemously added Masters to this list.
Question?
89.
Hmm.
89. He's a beast.
He is. And
you're just jealous you don't have him.
I am, but misses 16 and 17.
Yeah, but beast. Might not miss 16.
I think, yeah. But it's I think the 16 is something that people aren't really thinking too much about with Masters. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that he'll get picked.
Yeah, I think he'll definitely get picked.
All right. So the buyers, the most popular buyer this week... he's not really surprised in Olive, so he's got a break even of 15. I think in the week before the bye, he was quite good.
Mm.
He had 20 points from evading stats, I think. Base at 27. Base was pretty similar last week, but just didn't do anything else in attack. So pretty disappointing. I'm hearing a lot of people talking about Man, and they're priced pretty similarly. I mean, for me, when I look at Olive, I don't look as a cash cow, and I don't think you can look at Man as a cash cow. So I think you need to look at it as a guy that you're going to bring him in for 3 weeks, and then as soon as Morris comes back, you're never going to see him ever again, and you're just going to have 300 grand sitting on your bench.
Yeah, so you're saying he's not a cash cow because we don't have trades to sell him.
Exactly. Yeah. You just want to leave him there. He's not going to be an AE nightmare. He might jag a try in round 17. He's got the Titans this week, Knights next week. So both those matchups are favourable enough that I'll be starting him both weeks. And then hopefully he just buggers off when Morris comes back. Yeah, so
that's why I prefer him over Man.
Exactly. And I have heard her talk about potentially Man covering the halves while Widdop's out and Hunt's out as well. But what happens then in round 18, Man probably goes back to the bench and then plays 10 minutes. Yeah. You just never know. And then you're going to have to use the trade to get him out. He didn't play very well on Monday. And Nightingale is... he's a very good winger.
It was very surprising to see Mann come in for Nightingale.
Yeah.
You'd have to think in the run to the finals, they're going to go back to Nightingale and his experience.
You would think so. So I think for those reasons, Olive is not a home run at all. I was thinking about waiting till next week and just copying him, but the matchup against the Titans is just too good.
Good matchup. So Morris is back round 19 or 20.
Yeah, so that's perfect, right?
So that should be far enough away from 17 so that there's no risk that all of a sudden round 17, or Jesus, Morris is back.
Yep.
Because that would be a nightmare.
That would be a nightmare, but we just got to fingers crossed that it's 19, as you said, and that extra trade can potentially be used for me to make sure I can bring in, say, Cleary.
Yeah. Okay, Aitken. I'm going to get on Aitken this week. I think he's got a couple of good matchups over the next few weeks. Should be solid. Scores the last month have been pretty poor, aside from the weekend where he jagged the try. But I think he's a low-end centre wing keeper who you can have in your team okay for the run home.
Yeah, I mean, so the last month his scores have been 40, 31, 45... 104 and 34 for an average of 34. So that was leading 45. Round 14.
Yeah.
And then if you take the try and the attacking stats out that he had, I think there was 30 points in that one play last week. He scores around about 45.
Yeah. He's a constant 40-45 in base.
Well,
plus whatever he can get.
Oh yeah. Well, he averaged 34 in base. So I can see, I don't think, and he's also got a break even this week of high 40s as well, so I don't think you need to trade him in this week.
No.
And I when I, you have a look at someone like a Nene McDonald, who plays on the other side, his base is down to around about 27, which is the clear difference between the two, but probably got the chance at more attacking stats.
Yeah, and he's 100 grand.
Exactly, there's a big differential. I mean, I'm looking at Hopewade as someone that I'm probably going to bring in ahead of Aitken. And Hopewade's base is better than Aitken's. And what I was alluding to at the start of the podcast is what happens when Mbaya leaves, who goes to fullback. So if Hopewade goes to fullback there, you know, we're potentially looking at like a 55 to 60 average centre wing.
Yeah.
And this year, that's fantastic, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I can't go Hopewade. He's been a plotter in my team too many times before.
But if you look at the centre wing this year, if you've got a guy that's going to be locking in 55 each week, I mean, we used to think about a second row forward or edge forward that played 80 minutes. They're available in centre wing, and he's going to knock pump out 55 and base free every week. You're going to be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
In saying all that, I'll probably bring both of them in.
Okay.
But not this week. I think I'll wait till next week. Hopewade is seriously considering him this week because of the matchup against the Titans. So it's either him or Ryan James for me.
Okay. Tohu. I jumped on Tohu last week. I'm very happy with his 90 plus score with that try off Blake Green, which was excellent. I jumped on him and SJ, and I'll probably get Fusatua, you know, partially because I'm a Warriors fan and it actually gives me a reason to watch the Warriors instead of watching all these other crappy teams. Tohu could miss 16, probably will miss 16, and I'd play 17, so I think you can still get him this week.
Yeah, I think I'll definitely be waiting. And I've got plenty of options to trade him to. So Orbison, Cam Murray, also Nichols as well. So one of those guys will make way for him and then RFP.
So you'll get him round 17.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's got a break even of 46 this week despite the really good score because he's still had a poor score in his rolling average. So, I'm happy to hold.
Yeah. Ryan James, we've spoken about. Mann, we've spoken about. So I heard you were bringing in Gallen.
When did you ever hear that?
Oh, maybe it was Joe Fitz. Maybe Joe Fitz was bringing in Gallen.
No, he said that Gallen reminded him of someone that needs to pee in a cup because he's 37.
Yeah, I don't think Gallen's an option. He did play very well on the weekend, but he did. No round 17, especially if Woodsy's coming over as well.
Yep.
Not for me.
Agree. So I think we can skip over that one. Nathan Brown. So obviously misses round 17, comes back. He becomes an option in round 18. Play that full 80 minutes on the weekend. No Manu Mao.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And if you look at his minutes throughout the year, he hasn't played any minutes.
No, he's been between 60 and 70.
So people are jumping all over and saying, oh, he's going to be a great trade. I'm still a bit cautious.
Yeah, he was the sort of left field option I was thinking of bringing in for Fitzgibbon this week. But I think when I looked at his minutes, like you just said, he's been playing between 60 and 70 when the Eels have had their normal team.
Yep.
Pre and post, mostly pre-injury.
I agree. But so for me, he's not really a trading option for me this week.
No. But I want him in my final team.
Yep.
Definitely. Widdop, I am definitely not getting him this week. But and I've sort of kiboshed him and said that I don't like him, but I'm probably still looking at him for 17 because I think that Widdop-SJ combo is going to be the way to go for the run home.
Yeah, listen, I'm probably, depending on what I do in the next couple of weeks, I'm possibly just going to bypass him altogether.
Hasn't been doing much since the first sort of 3 or 4 weeks, has he?
Yeah, I mean, pointed out last week that an average of high 40s since round 4, scored 50 on the weekend. Ben Hunt's the one that's producing the goods. Really difficult matchup against the Storm in round 17. Both sides are depleted. I think that, if anything, the Dragons have the weaker side going into that one. Cameron Smith's there.
Yeah.
And then, for me, you've got Cameron Munster and Nathan Cleary, who I'd pick over Widdop for the run home.
Yeah, true.
So, if I'm looking at bringing in a Ryan James this week, looking at bringing in, say, Hopewade and Aitken next week, and then a Tohu, that's pretty much all I can really do. And then I'll be cashing in on Tamari Martin and probably Milford in round 18.
Yeah, I can't wait to sell those guys. But yeah, I'm going to sit on Widdop and just see what happens in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Fusatua, we've spoken about. You guys brought him in. He turned up. That try that he set up for Johnson, where he just manhandled one of those Manly outside backs, just busted the line and then the inside ball to Johnson. That was the best try I've ever seen. And then the Johnson put one on for him about 10 minutes later that was even better. I was standing out the front there up on the street while the kids were riding their bikes around drinking my can of rum. And I just threw my rum up in the air because I was watching on my phone when SJ busted through us. I was like, yes!
So, hang on. I was doing some clothes shopping for my trip overseas. So, and I just, my WhatsApp was just going off crazy in the chat that we have. And that was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you were standing outside smashing rums. Pretending to look after your kids.
I was
watching
the kids. The game started at 3.
Yeah.
So by the time they were scoring these tries, it was in the second half. It was like 4 o'clock.
Likely story, mate. Likely story. But no, so unfortunately, I didn't get to witness that magic, but I'm quite happy I got on.
Yes, it was great.
RFM. So break even 74. I don't think he's a trade in this week.
No. But I think he's definitely an option next week.
Oh, yeah. Particularly for someone like the benefit of holding a Cameron Murray is that you're going to know next week whether the Burgess boys are going to back up or not. Yeah. And if he doesn't, it's a pretty straightforward trade across what RFM's 476 and Murray's 400s as well.
That was one of the benefits for me for holding Maddo, shifting Maddo up to the second row, means that next week or the week after, I could do Tuala out and shift Maddo back down to the centres and get RFM in.
Yeah.
That was an option I was looking at there too. But yeah, RFM, not this week, but I think definitely in the next couple of weeks.
He's a low-end top 17 guy for the run home. If you have a look at his scores, if you take out the HIA in round 12, his past few scores are 71, 58, 54, 52, 72, 89.
Even if you're like myself and you owned him earlier in the year and you sold him, I think you just got to bite the bullet.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll probably be doing that with Jake Dubojevic, so it's okay.
Yeah.
So he's definitely a target for me either next week or in the Super Trade week.
Definitely. Nah, Nene McDonald we've spoken about. What about Sione Katoa of the Penrith variety?
Nah, not interested. Awkwardly priced for me.
Should play 50 minutes or so. Available at second row as well.
Just seems a waste of trade. He's going to be an AE nightmare, right?
Well, if he plays 50 minutes, he'll score at least 35 or 40 each.
But he's
week.
Also taking up a valuable position in the there. I mean, you could have. He's only really going to cover you for that round, and I definitely wouldn't be trading, say, Cameron Murray to him.
No. Maybe he can become my sixth second row and take up the position currently held by Luciano Leilua.
Well, I mean, that's a positive. Potentially, yes.
Kahu. What do you think about Kahu?
He has one score over 40 this year. No, thank you.
-7 break even?
Not interested.
Okay.
That's a Wilfred from 2017 move, which saw him finish nowhere near the top 1,000. So
true.
Wilfred's learned his lesson in the top 200 now, staying away from some of those pods. And I think we can all learn from that lesson too and stay away from Jordan Kahu.
Yep. All right. Hopawade, it's a no for me, but a yes for you.
Mm-hmm.
Tarpany from the Raiders returns. Could miss 16, though, due to backing up for New Zealand after the New Zealand test. Sorry, he'll probably get selected. Low-end keeper, but I don't know. I was really interested in him early on in the year.
Yep.
Almost had him in my round one side. Didn't, luckily, because he broke his thumb or hand or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's come back and punched out some decent scores since.
Mate, I couldn't have him and RFM in my side and RFM's 50k cheaper.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think that's kind of, you can't have, they're all very similar kind of guys and you couldn't carry more than maybe one or two of them.
Last guy on our list here is Vunivalu from the Storm. I mean, if he can go on an Adokar type run, which could very well happen, you know, he could obviously rise in price very quickly, priced very lowly at the moment at 330k.
Yep.
Another pod option, you know, if you want to go the cheap version of an Aitken or Fusatua or someone like that, I don't know, worth a look?
I think so, and particularly if you're looking at someone like a Nene McDonald. Mm. They're effectively a very similar player, so
Break-even's 46. So again, you don't have to go this week.
No, none of the guys we've really spoken about. The only people you need to go this week, really, is Ryan James.
Yeah.
Break-even of 1. You've also got Olive, of course, and Mann.
Yeah.
They're the guys with really low break-evens. And then the only other desperate move is Sloppy Fitz. The rest of them, if you're looking at Hopawade, you're looking at Aitken, all those guys. Even if, like, Hopawade maybe because he's playing the Titans. But apart from that, if you don't need to make a trade this week, don't.
Yeah, exactly. You've got 5 next week. Olive, you know, if Olive scores 35, he beats his break even by 50 and he'll go up by about 35k.
Yep.
So that's not the end of the world.
No, not at all.
He'll be 210, 215.
And particularly if you're not looking at someone that's, you know, going to be cash generation as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll definitely be doing trade-wise, I'll definitely be selling Rapana for Aitken.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other trade will either be Madison or Fitzgibbon. Probably Fitzgibbon, I think, out. And I think I'm going to go for Satua. Then I'll have three Warriors in my side. I think the Warriors could do quite well against the Cows this week. Cows, did you watch any of that Cows-Eels game last week?
No.
Oh, you were at the Wallabies, but that was the worst game of football I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yep.
And I've seen some bad games.
Well, it just smelt like it was going to be a bad game, right?
Well, I watched it because I thought JT and Tamari Martin were going to go off.
Yep.
And then they were just rubbish.
So who are your... Who are your captain of? So you own Tohu?
Yes.
I'd be tempted to put the captain on him this week.
Big call.
Have you seen the points conceded against forwards against the Cowboys?
No.
Just lick your lips.
All right. I think I'm going to go the standard Cook VC. And I might go back-to-back with SJ captain again this week.
Yeah, look, I'm thinking of Cook straight.
Okay. I hate Thursday night captains.
I hate it as well, but the VC loop doesn't work well. I've still got a couple of plotters in the side. Nichols might come in. There's a couple of guys that are going to score poorly. So the loop for me, you know, looks a bit of a disaster. And just Cook the week off, fully refreshed.
I mean, we all talk about the loop, but how many times a year, excluding buy rounds, do you actually loop?
It never works. So that's what I'm saying.
Like I think I've done it twice.
Yeah, I the only time that I've ever seen it work well was the Tamalolo experience this year.
Apart from that doesn't really count because you get two free bites at it, basically.
Yeah. So I'm probably seriously looking at Cook, and if I don't go with Cook, I might VC Reynolds.
Reynolds? Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking I might bite the bullet and go SJ again, or I think Cameron Smith's a great option against the Knights as well.
Yep, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Good pod.
So the banner's been handed over to you.
Yeah, I told you not to go SJ.
Well, who else were you going to go?
I don't know, but
it was a tough week, and you've just picked it up in the perfect week. The perfect week. Last week was impossible.
Yeah. You know, I'll do some research there, and I'll give some hints out on Twitter.
Could be a short hold.
Thursday afternoon. Yeah, well, yeah, you went good, but I called you out. You were targeting people with bad matchups.
Not really. I was targeting I was targeting the most traded in players or players that went in, and plus players that have bad matchups. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
People don't learn.
Nah, it'll be back. We'll see how we go. How we go.
Cool, mate. Well, it's been good. Yep. I've had fun. I've got another hour drive home now, so...
That's been good. We'll do it again in person at least once or twice before you go away.
I think so. So just a bit of a wrap up of what's coming up on the site this week. Buy, sell, hold has just gone up. We're going to have Captain's article out tomorrow. Also have Wacko's late mail weather up as well. See how I go with my wanderings. Got a few bit going on at work at the moment. So we'll see if I can get something up.
Yeah. We'll have the daily fantasy stuff.
Yeah. Moneyball play on. All happening. And, well, I had asked him and he said yes, but I haven't heard it. He tends to overpromise and underdeliver in most things that he does in his life. But Mark said he was going to do some World Cup previews for us as well.
I'm really looking forward to World Cup.
Yeah, so it's a day. It starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen anything yet. I'm slightly concerned.
He'll come through.
Yeah.
And then, so podcast-wise, we're thinking of doing a Monday night show next week, sort of a bit of a mid-season wrap. And then everyone will probably, you know, enjoy the week off. And then we'll be back on the Wednesday after that with the pre-round 16 show.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll have some idea on who's backing up and who's not from the test.
Yep. And then I think just lastly, if people did miss last week's podcast, Justin and I did go into quite a bit of detail about round 16. Probably worthwhile having a bit of a look at that again or listen to that. Justin is flying and he's still in the top 100, yep. Isn't he? Super knowledgeable.
Wilfred's chasing him down though.
Chasing him down, but picked that Tuala selection. Yeah, well,
I picked Tuala off the back of the email you sent me with his comments.
O'Neill dropped, Tuala stays. So now he knows what he's talking about and made some very valid points, not only about the Cowboys, but we covered round 16, nailed for Satua. So I recommend go and have a listen. Guy knows what he's talking about.
Yep, exactly. All right, mate, that's efficiency.
Yep,
none
love
of these
it.
Hour 20 podcasts.
Got to give the people what they want.
Thanks very much, guys. Speak to you next week.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.